This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The impact of the Suez Canal blockage will be felt for months to come. Captain Andrew Kinsey warned CNBC viewers on Monday.
See, a fascinating thing about this is that the container ships carry manufactured goods, but they also carry pieces of manufactured goods. Microchips right now in car production is one of the key things that we're seeing a global shortage of. That's impacting everything from video games to cars.
The Ever Given, the 220,000-ton megaship that blocked the Suez Canal for nearly 6 days, was freed on Monday. Although green energy technology is nowhere close to supplying America's energy needs completely, the Biden administration announced on Monday it will increase offshore wind farms on all three coasts in the United States. The U.S. Department of Interior, Energy, Commerce, and Transportation will spearhead the effort, announce new leasing, funding, and development goals to accelerate and deploy offshore wind farms. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
President Trump slammed Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx on Monday, accusing the infectious disease experts of trying to reinvent history after appearing on a news network. In a statement, Trump accused both of his former colleagues of being self-promoters. March Madness in men's college basketball continues. Let's get an update with Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
Two teams ended long Final Four droughts Monday night. Houston won the Midwest region by holding off Cinderella Oregon State 67-61. It's their first trip to the Final Four since 1984 and the days of Phi Slamma Jamma. In the South Regional Final, top-seeded Baylor ran out to an early lead and held off Arkansas's comeback attempts for the 81-72 win. The Bears will make their first Final Four trip since 1950. Those two teams will face off in one national semifinal on Saturday. The other will be determined Tuesday as number one overall seed Gonzaga takes on USC in the West Regional Final, and Michigan does battle with UCLA in the East Final.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
With all the rains over the weekend in Tennessee, the first NASCAR dirt race at Bristol Motor Speedway was bumped back to Monday. Joey Logano holds off Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Denny Hamlin in an overtime restart win in the inaugural dirt race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Ricky had to settle for second place.
Our Kroger Camaro was really good on the long run. Needed a little bit more NOS energy drink for the restarts. I just couldn't get going. Couldn't get the turn in the race car that we needed, but we made a ton of adjustments, and we kind of went back and forth overnight of what we were going to do. Larson and I came out and hung with the track crew. Steve Swift and the boys did a great job of, you know, getting this thing raceable today with all the rain and all the challenges that they had. But, man, we had a blast. Obviously, the start of the race, I was terrible with a green racetrack and, you know, a little bit moisture in it. But as it blew off, we kind of got back to where we were in practice and felt really good with it. So a good way to go into the off week. I'm going to go run my sprint car with my dad this weekend. Hope everybody has a good Easter, and go get some NOS energy drink at Kroger.
Next weekend, NASCAR heads down to Virginia for the Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 in Martinsville. The 2021 Major League Baseball season gets underway Thursday. Tuesday, we'll have 7 spring training games starting at 12.05 p.m. Eastern as the Pirates and Twins go at it. There will be a late game Tuesday night out west. SoCal rivals Angels and Dodgers are set to get at it at 9.10 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, anymore, you know, we talk about America, but really it's this entire world. I mean, with this globalist movement that has been taking place and how, of course, many of us not surprised because it had been prophesied that this would happen. There would be a move to a one world government. And, you know, I think these are exciting times. It reminds me of one of my favorite nuns that was so influential in my early life. She would always say to us kids, she would say, you live in historic times. And these are historic times. And the thing so cool about this is that, you know, as concerned as we might be in this era of COVID and, you know, maybe we didn't get the president that we wanted and, you know, all this other political stuff that has come about, is that we still realize God's in charge. You know, and that is so cool, and that we're all heading to really the real one world government that God had predicted, that where the people will rejoice because righteousness is reigning. Righteousness is not reigning right now, and we're a little cranky and we're upset because we know there's incongruity that is happening in our world today. I want to bring John Bone on. John is the author of the Liberty book and host of the weekly radio broadcast, The Story of Liberty. And we're going to talk about the 17th annual Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast, along with some other great news. But John, but before we get there, I want to get your read on these exciting times that we live in. I know some people are freaking out, but, you know, God is in control. I mean, this is no big surprise. And just like what happened on Palm Sunday with Jesus coming into Jerusalem, that was at an exact time that it occurred, including the crucifixion, including when the apostles ran to the grave and said, in fact, and realized that Jesus did fulfill his promise when he told them that he would be in the grave for 3 days and rise on the third day, much to the consternation of the ruling class, the political class, and religious leaders at the time. But all that to say is that it happens exactly as it's supposed to happen in God's perfect timing, right?
Exactly. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
It is exciting. I mean, we're here. I mean, this is my favorite week of the whole year, Holy Week. You know, and obviously to the crucifixion and death of Jesus on Friday that we'll recognize, to his resurrection from the grave on Sunday. So yes, it is Holy Week. You know, Bill, the you mentioned the prayer breakfast. You know, the book of John, I was reading it this morning, it tells us literally about the very first prayer breakfast. After Jesus' resurrection from the grave, he appeared to his disciples. You know that story.
Yes.
On the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And he's walking along the shore of the sea there. And he told his disciples, they're out in the boat all night. They didn't catch any fish. They had a long night out on the sea, no fish. They're about 100 yards out, and Jesus tells them to throw the net on the right side of the boat. And they caught so many fish. I think the Bible actually says 153 fish.
Mm-hmm.
And there were so many they couldn't even haul the net in. But then Jesus invites his friends to the first prayer breakfast. It's at the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And it was here where the Apostle Peter was reconciled to Christ after having denied him three times.
Mm-hmm.
And his love, Peter's love for Jesus is affirmed right there. So, yeah, this story is a great story to talk about this week, and we are in exciting times mm-hmm. right here in Holy Week.
Yes, amen.
2021.
Yeah, and everything about Jesus pointed to redemption. So why would he not redeem Peter, who was going to be the initial head of the church that he was going to establish, that the gates of hell could not prevail? And so all the wrongs, you know, in history, were all rectified and redeemed by our one and only Savior, Jesus Christ. And there's none other like him. I mean, what other spiritual leader you know of that has risen from the dead?
Well, there's no other. Exactly. There's no other name under heaven where men could be saved.
Yes.
He's the way, the truth, just like he's the life mm-hmm. and the only one. You know, Bill, this is our first virtual prayer breakfast. A little weird. You got to bring your own coffee, right? Your own toast. But God willing, we'll return next year inside that Big Ten. I hope you could be with us. And
well, I'm going to be with you virtually this year and next year, definitely. I mean, because we got to get beyond this this COVID lockdown stuff. I mean, for the sake of our own mentality, our sense of freedom, our God-given rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, enough of this stuff. We've invested a year. We've given the government a year and all these brain trusts that supposedly know so much. And what have they done? The very thing that Donald Trump warned them and warned all of us, that we would not let the cure be worse than the disease. And I would think that we're there.
Well, we're hoping that our time together Saturday morning at 9 a.m. By the way, it's at verabeachprayerbreakfast.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping that our time together will be a blessing to, you know, to families and friends. And the virtual doors, I guess they call it, that opens at 8 a.m.
Right.
But, Bill, we've learned that people all across, the neat thing about this we didn't know or expect, that people are joining in all across the country, God-fearing people.
Well, around the world, John, too, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Brazil,
yes.
The Pacific Rim, Europe, Tanzania, all these places we're getting emails from.
Mm-hmm.
But I think God-fearing people are finding through the fellowship of Christ that we can build stronger communities. And boy, do we need that today, especially in our country. And I've seen it in our community here in Vero Beach. When people come together, bound by the Spirit of Christ and a love for one another, good things happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, good things happen in the community. Mm-hmm. Because Jesus said it, right? Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am.
I was just thinking that, exactly. Right.
And even
virtually, you know.
Even Jesus, virtually,
yes.
That's right.
Yes, exactly.
So, Bill, there's a better way, and the way mm-hmm. I just say this, you know, there's a better way for everyday living. I mean, just everyday living, all of us.
Yes.
But it's through obedience and faith in Christ the Lord. That's how we get there.
Exactly.
That's it. So we're going to meet, like you said, virtually Saturday morning at the verabeachprayerbreakfast.com to seek the Lord's direction, his guidance. And in a way, you know, all of us recognize our individual responsibilities before him. Mm-hmm. What are we to do, you know? So we'll be linked with other states.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, John. I say the first thing is we come together. We come together as people of faith, seeking the Father's heart and reconciling ourselves, you know, confessing our sins and asking
so
for forgiveness, right?
Bill, you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you mention that. You know, as you know, there's different parts in the body of Christ. I like to talk about that, various denominations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the Bible tells us there's different kinds of gifts but the same Spirit, different kinds of work but the same Lord, different kinds of works but it's the same God at work. We have to come together. It's time to come together. And Jesus actually prayed that there would be complete unity to let the world know that the Father sent him and Jesus loves us even as the Father loved him.
That is so cool, you know, to think about that. John Bona, we got to go to break, and we're going to talk more about the prayer breakfast. Also, I hear you've got some breaking news to share with us, too. That's really exciting, and I can't wait for you to share that with our audience. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back. We're Fresh and Independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with John Bona. We're talking about the Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast, 17th annual, this Holy Saturday, April the 3rd at 9 a.m. The virtual doors will open up at 8 o'clock, and all you have to go to is VeroBeachPrayerBreakfast.com, right, John?
That's it, yep.
That's it, just that simple. And, you know, it's a free virtual event. And listen to the people that are here. And I would ask you that you would pray for all of the speakers that are going to be there, that the Word of God would pour forth uninhibited and that will touch the hearts that need to hear the message, because John has been able to put together an incredible group of faithful people that love Jesus and that and love you, and we want the best for you, and the best comes from God himself, our Father in heaven. And Graham Lotz is one of the speakers. Our good friend Jonathan Kahn, we were just talking about Pat Boone, what a hoot he is. Kevin Sorbo, who has been on the show to talk about it. The Pillow Guy, yes, the Pillow Guy, Mike Lindell. Dr. Alveda King, who's come on the show and talked about this event as well. Tony Perkins, Marco Rubio. We got Joe Theismann, right? Joe Theismann is going to be. Yeah, I mean, and then for some entertainment, we've got Guy Penrod. Wow.
The great Guy Penrod. Billingsley, yeah.
Yes, awesome. So it's going to be a real special event and message there. And again, we covered your prayers that we would be faithful and responsive to God's word and the message that he wants us to speak forth with boldness and encouragement. Right, John?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm excited to hear him. They're, you know, and this type of thing, we never tell anybody what to say, and just like you know, you have your own message, and you'll be on there joining, and you know, everybody speaks from their heart. That's what's great about it, and God usually just gels it all together, so it works. So
yeah,
excited about it.
Yeah, again, we'll be reminded very quickly that God is in control. This is an event to honor, praise God, on Saturday. And you think of Holy Saturday, the day before Resurrection Sunday. And you go back, in fact, Roma Downey and Mark Burnett have, in their new movie, Resurrection, you know, kind of laid this out in terms of the anticipation and the doubts that the apostles and the followers of Jesus had. I mean, after all, here it is. They thought, you know, the conquering king was coming in and that he was going to, you know, finally reconcile all the insanity and the oppression that was going on, that he was the modern day Moses that was going to deliver them, you know, from their oppressors. But little did they know, like little did Adam himself realize, that when God said, surely you will die, and Satan said, surely you will not die, he was a bit confused, didn't have the whole truth and nothing but. And the apostles were there waiting with anxiety, thinking, oh gosh, you know, the Roman guards are going to come after them. They could be next. And all the concerns, John, can you imagine there in that room as they were gathered together? Because Jesus told them to stay there in the room because, you know, that, you know, something big was going to happen and that he would, you know, rise from the dead. But even still, they were conflicted, you know, like Thomas, you know, I've got to see it for myself. But Jesus made that announcement, said, blessed are those who don't see and still believe. And here we are thousands of years later, and there are millions upon millions of people that have not seen but still believe, and blessed they are.
That's it, Bill, yeah. That's why the Gospels are so important. I've been reading the book of John, and it just, how many times have we read it? And yet every time we read it, it just opens up revelation every time. And it's like new. Every time, it's like brand new every time you read it. And,
exactly.
Reading what you just quoted the other day. And so it's just great to, you know, read your Bible. That's the best thing I think all of us could do in the morning. Just spend a little time reading. Read Scripture. Start your day that way.
Without a doubt. Exactly. Exactly. Well, you've got some great news to share with us, huh?
Well,
I'm so excited about this news.
You know,
really?
It's the first online event, you know, that we've ever done. And I guess in a strange way, Bill, I hope it's our last, you know. We'll be live, right?
Well, I think yes. Next time we'll be live. It'll be on online's going to go on forever. There's no question that the era of COVID has changed the dynamics. But this is just an added dimension to where yes, by going there and being there in person, that's one thing. But you know, John, again, the gospel going to from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the world. I mean, this is going to the uttermost parts of the world. We are answering the call that Jesus put forth, you know, to apprehend this great commission and to go forth, right?
Absolutely. I guess I should have said the last only online.
We'll do
right and online next time, right? We have some friends that are helping us, and they have developed with you hear a lot about new technology out there. Mm-hmm. Because of the cancel culture that has knocked Christians out of the box, and their site, like Kevin Seitz, was knocked off of Facebook, and Kevin Sorbo, and all these other ones. But some friends have been able to, a dear friend has a team assembled with 300 years of experience in the foundational web product. It's probably the most needed of the whole puzzle. But Bill, it's amazing. It's 100% secure, what they call CDN, Content Delivery Network. And explain it this way: if you think of the ocean as the web, and there are canals going to the ocean, which are Google, Amazon, and a couple other guys.
Mm-hmm.
This is literally a new canal.
Wow.
So it's impenetrable. It's 100% secure.
So just as much as Google, just as much as Facebook or Twitter or anything, this is a designated canal that will be preserved.
That's how I understand
it.
Now, the technology guys would probably say it a little different, but to help me understand it, my layman's. And so at the end of the day, this prayer breakfast online might be, ironically, the most secure event online ever. Because it cannot be shadowed, it cannot be canceled, it cannot be removed. And from this site, from the Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast site, it cannot be removed. Now, with guys like Mike Lindell and Kevin Sorbo, put that on Facebook or some other thing, it might get canceled.
Oh, it will in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me? Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're excited about this. This is a new canal, Bill, to make me understand it, and very functional and most needed right now. And it's, Bill, it's all about First Amendment rights, isn't it?
Yes,
we have to allow the right and the left to have a voice, a wholesome voice their opinions. But, once you get to the vulgarity and all that stuff, that's got to stop.
Exactly.
There's no place for that.
No, I agree. Well, look at what happens. Look what makes up Facebook and the secular media right now. I mean, pornography, all you say, these different things that happen, this music that is so disgusting that we saw on display on primetime television during the Emmys. Are you kidding me? Or Grammys, rather. This stuff is disgusting. And look at people of faith want to be able to have a place that they can go to. We have had to wade through this, and I believe, the way this has all come down, God has orchestrated this and is preserving a canal, as you say, for people of faith to be able to express their views, because God does not want us to be an island unto ourselves, that we need to have conversations with others, because that's what advances thought. It's what advances creativity. It's what encourages one another, right?
Absolutely. And we all have that prayer that, one day America would return to God, for His glory.
Yes.
And our posterity, our right. grandchildren. So,
well, no doubt we will, John. No,
I'm making
no,
a small request, we said in the break.
Yes.
That actually get things started with this prayer breakfast. And I'm asking every speaker, including you, to participating, to reach out and talk and pray with every other speaker.
Yes.
I guess there's 20 of them. At least come together on your program, unite together, unite the clans.
Yes, amen, amen.
You know, we got to unite the clans. We got to come together.
Well, this is one of the reasons why I'm having you here today, John, so we can do this. And we've had Kevin, and we need to continue the outreach. John Bona, thank you, buddy. Take care.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans, so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The impact of the Suez Canal blockage will be felt for months to come. Captain Andrew Kinsey warned CNBC viewers on Monday.
The fascinating thing about this is that the container ships carry manufactured goods, but they also carry pieces of manufactured goods. Microchips right now in car production is some of the key things that we've seen a global shortage of. That's impacting everything from video games to cars.
The Ever Given, the 220,000-ton megaship that blocked the Suez Canal for nearly 6 days, was freed on Monday. Although green energy technology is nowhere close to supplying America's energy needs completely, the Biden administration announced on Monday it will increase offshore wind farms on all three coasts in the United States. The U.S. Department of Interior, Energy, Commerce, and Transportation will spearhead the effort, announce new leasing, funding, and development goals to accelerate and deploy offshore wind farms. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save.
I'll tell you, we got to free the people. We got to get them out of this lockdown junk, right? Do you agree? We've had enough of this stuff over a year, and after everything is all said and done, you know, hey, what do you think? How do you grade all the efforts here regarding COVID? Yes, it's a serious disease. We're not trying to, mock it in no way. Too many people have died as a result of this. And like any disease that comes in, there are going to be casualties. But the measure, I believe, at the end of the day is, how did we respond? How good a job did we do? Are we all the better because of it? And this is what I'm concerned about, is that the takeaway of COVID-19, us being attacked by this disease, what does it say about our character? And what will it say about our character on the other side and how we get out of it? Well, the celebrity chef and freedom lover Andrew Gruhl is with us, and he's going to be talking about how Americans can emerge from this COVID lockdown. Andrew, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much.
So what do you think? I mean, you know, this past year, all that we've gone through, you know, restaurants, particularly, I mean, here you are as a celebrity chef. You know, we've got restaurants who sadly are no more, will be no more. And I think of, you know, all the hard work and the vision and dreams that these restaurateurs had, borrowed money from family members, laid it all on the line, and through no fault of their own, their businesses and dreams are lost because of, you know, this COVID and because of the COVID lockdown and the reaction, and I believe the overreaction to some degree, in my humble opinion, of the leadership of our country.
Yeah, you know, there's two phases, almost three phases, when it comes to the lockdowns and the restaurant industry as a whole, right? And phase one, I think, is the one that we've forgotten about, but it's the scariest phase, and it left the most damage. So, you know, now with the second round of stimulus, restaurants that have already made it through, there's actually a significant amount of money that's earmarked in order to both in the future and retroactively give them money and cash through the new PPP program. But really, if you think about it, there was so many restaurants in the first stage that were really over leveraged, kind of hanging on. Our industry is not known for having us, you know, access to cash and capital. So typically it's, as you mentioned, friends, family, or high interest loans. So many restaurants were devastated in the first phase of this lockdown that have been completely forgotten about. And then moving forward in areas and parts of the country where there's been stricter lockdown measures, we've seen the devastation continue. In California alone, you know, specifically almost 30% of all food and wine establishments are going to shut down permanently. And in cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles, it could go as high as almost 40 or 50%.
Wow. That is just devastating, because we know what, you know, what restaurants mean for a community. I mean, it's where we gather. It's where we break bread. It's where we come together and, you know, talk about life and make memories and all that good stuff. And all this has been placed on hold. I mean, this is really devastating, isn't it, Andrew?
It is devastating. But you talk about what we could have learned and some of the mistakes or perhaps some of the missteps. And I think that one area that really, really we lost focus on was using restaurants, which are inherently trained to be safe and sanitary operations, and using them to model the right behavior in the retail world. Unfortunately, in many cases, restaurants have been vilified as super spreaders or these vectors of spread by virtue of what you just mentioned. But you can also keep the positive social aspect and continue to use the restaurants to do the right thing. You know, and I've got multiple restaurants throughout Southern California and around the country. We've done an amazing job of making sure we don't have transmission amongst our team members and our staff members.
Exactly.
We've followed the rules that we've learned for years. But nobody has come to me and said, hey, can we model that out? Let's scale that through the restaurant industry and
see
the on-off switch.
I am so glad that you are pointing this out, Andrew. And that is the culture of restaurants, you know, for, you know, to be extra careful, to make sure, you know, my son is a chef and he runs the household this way. He is very conscious and always has been about contamination. And it's things like, you know, sometimes I've admittedly, you know, I take for granted, and boy, when I violate one of his principles, he's really quick to let me know. And, you know, he goes, Dad, I don't mean to be so hard. And I go, no. And this was even before COVID. It was just the idea that we were somewhat casual at home about contamination. But he, as a chef, in understanding and appreciating what it means, and this is so important, because I have never heard of a super spreading event coming out of a restaurant. Did I miss something, or was something misreported, or, you know, Andrew, to your point, you know, in terms of, and I think what you're pointing to here, and I think some of the takeaways about this lockdown, post-lockdown, is that we should consider that, you know, restaurants are more essential than we realized.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a great story you tell about your son, because that's truly how we are as chefs. I mean, you know, color coordinating our Tupperware to make sure the chicken is stored properly in our own fridges. But that goes to show you exactly, you know, that message that, look, we're all trained from day one. Before you learn how to use a knife or before you learn about your mother's sauces, you learn about safety and sanitation. And that goes not just for the chefs that are schooled on this, but it also goes for the hourly workers, because especially here in California, it's mandatory we all get our food handler's card at the very basic level before we even start work, right? So you have all these restaurants that could have easily become advocates for the right behaviors and procedures within this world that we're learning about nowadays, but instead health departments were kind of deputized to punish restaurants, and then restaurants were left trying to claw back some opportunities to prove that they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, that's amazing, and you bring up an excellent point. I'm so glad that you're sharing this with our audience, because the restaurants are not, it's inculcated in the culture. And it's also, it's mandated. So you've already had this culture. In essence, you are yards ahead of everybody else in terms of, sanitation and these things that are so critical.
Bingo. And I've always said, from the beginning of the pandemic, if we're going to learn things, right, and I'm not trying to point these things out to be the guy that's constantly complaining, but if we're going to learn things, perhaps there's a new relationship that can be created with local governments and local businesses, specifically restaurants and either the health department or OSHA, what have you, because if we had kind of worked together from the very beginning and had seminars and almost used those agencies as consulting groups, because they were working and they were getting paid, and all of this could have been done over Zoom,
right,
to say, here, you guys are going to really be on tier one of being the leaders and the experts in this. But instead, we started having health departments come in once a month to try and punish you, to try and write you up. And they were honestly, they were kind of feeling uncomfortable with some of the power they were being given. I've talked to a lot of these health inspectors. Mm-hmm. And, it was just this dichotomy that was full of tension.
Yeah. Well, it's like the old saying, if you're a hammer, you perceive everything as a nail. And, and that's what happens. But if there isn't a prevailing, thought or voice going out there, and I would encourage you, Andrew, that what you just talked about is still needed within the restaurant industry. It's like, okay, so what? We don't need the government to tell us to do this stuff. Common sense does this. And I'm sure there's probably already some networking that's taking place amongst these restaurateurs because they see this and they're responding. But maybe an even more concerted effort, because again, the value and appreciation, and I appreciate you coming on, because this is really pointing out to our audience just how far ahead and how underappreciated the restaurant industry is when it comes to sanitation and these matters that we're so concerned about during this era of a COVID lockdown.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're visiting with the celebrity chef and freedom lover himself, the one and only Chef Andrew Gruhl, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what we can do to get on the other side of these lockdowns. I mean, they can't last forever, but some of these some of the effect of the lockdown psychologically, I think, are going to last longer than the lockdowns themselves. And we'll get more into that on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey, welcome back. 14 before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And the celebrity chef, freedom lover, Andrew Gruhl continues with us. The question is how Americans can emerge from this COVID lockdown. As you said, Andrew, there's, you know, you can kind of look at this in phases, phases that we went into COVID lockdown. And there's going to be a phase in how we come out. I mean, it's almost like what's happening now is Punxsutawney Phil, so to speak, metaphorically, is sticking his head out from underneath the ground looking for his shadow to see if it's safe to come out. And more people are coming out. Not all states went into lockdown. We realize that, you know, in political terms, and I hate to put it in those ways, but that's the reality of it, is red states, by and large, fared better because they managed the lockdowns in a way that was, I guess in a sense you could say win-win for all concerned. The blue states, a little bit harsher, lockdowns a little bit harder. This is why some of the people have said, look, I can't live in these states anymore, and they're moving out and going to, you know, some of these red states so they could enjoy some of the constitutional freedoms. So all that to say, what do you anticipate, you know, as we phased into these lockdowns, how are we going to phase out of them?
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail on the head is that, of course, it's going to go state by state, region by region, and then obviously business by business. It's going to be different, but you had mentioned this before the break about the consumer behavior and psychology behind a lot of this, and I think that that's actually going to kind of be somewhat of the gorilla in the room because how many consumers, regardless of the rules, are comfortable going out to eat now because of what we've read in the press and a lot of the headlines, some of which have been proven false, but the damage has been done.
Exactly.
And overall, for the restaurant industry nationally, now I'm kind of painting things with a broad stroke here, is you're still going to have a significant portion of your sales that are going to come through these third-party delivery platforms and of course, takeout, et cetera. And the unintended consequence of that has been, number one, a loss in profit because the third-party delivery apps take 30 cents on every dollar, right?
Oh, wow.
So that's a loss right there. And if that's 30 to 40% of your sales, that's a kiss of death. And then number two is the cost of packaging and then the environmental cost, right? The externalities and the offset associated with all of this packaging is what we're seeing, is we're seeing a significant amount of waste, and we're also seeing our paper costs go up at least 4 or 5% across the board. So it's fundamentally changing the nature of the business.
Yeah, without a doubt. And how can the restaurants handle that kind of impact? It's not like the margins are such that, you know, 5%, 30% there, that you can absorb that.
No, there's no opportunity for margin compression at all. So right now it's more about let's lose less than what we've been losing as opposed to making more money. You know, restaurants have been kind of painted as these greedy capitalists, these money mongers, you know, people over profits, et cetera, or profits over people, whatever you want to use. And that's really not the case at all. Restaurateurs have strictly been trying to survive and keep their families intact. And by families, I mean their team members, their employees.
Exactly. That's the way they look at it. Yeah, it is their family. You're exactly right. Yeah, I've spoken with many restaurateurs, Andrew, and the frustration they're having is employees. I mean, unfortunately, when the government intervened with, you know, supposedly their high intellect in rewarding people to stay home than come to work, I mean, they've incentivized all the wrong behavior, and that's added to the frustration for some of these restaurant owners.
Of course it has. And look, if we could go back in time and learn anything from this, and I'm not one to obviously promote the government printing money to, you know, fix these problems, but eventually they ended up doing it, right? So if we had just gone back from day one and said, you know what, we're going to pay absolutely everybody to stay home, everyone. We're not going to pick winners and losers, no big box stores over these small Main Street businesses. Everyone stay home. Here's 2 weeks worth of money. Let's see what happens, right?
Right.
Then I think it would have been a lot easier. But what we saw from the beginning was that rules only applied in certain places. They
exactly.
only applied to certain businesses. And that's what made things really difficult and have continued to, of course, kind of create that that tension in the general conversation nationally.
Right. And the bottom line is everybody got confused. We didn't know who to trust, you know, and that is the shame of it all, because, you know, one moment you think, okay, I can trust this person, and then you realize, well, nope, can't trust them. And, you know, this has been very, very difficult in dealing with this problem, as you say. And this is kind of one of those things, like in any business, just give me the facts. You know, Al Jean, you know, who handled, you know, for AT&T, I think over 100 businesses. I mean, could you imagine being the CEO of over 100 businesses? I mean, his office was just loaded with files on all these different businesses and companies. And he would meet with his, his leadership team for each business, and he would tell them, just give me the facts. Give me the facts. He wanted to know the truth of the matter, right?
Bingo, I couldn't put it better myself. Give me the facts. Don't code it in outrage, emotion, fear, politics. Heck, don't even code it in butter. I just want raw, uncooked facts.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and this is what's missing, and as you said, I mean, retrospectively, you can look back, and when you remove the political angle, and of course, you know, when you bring in the politics, you got favors, you got all kinds of stuff that gets in the way, and after it's all said and done, you know, we pass a stupid bill like this almost $2 trillion bill that less than 10% has anything to do with COVID. Over 90% of it had to do with political favors. And, you know, as you can tell, I'm a bit cynical on these sort of things, because I get frustrated, because what I'm looking at, just like what you said earlier, it's people over politics. I mean, this is a government of for by we the people. And when you honor the people, things go right for you. When you dishonor them, then you have the kind of America that we have today.
Certainly, and I've always made the contention, you know, hypothetically, that especially even as citizens, we would probably individually be okay even paying more in taxes if we were able to pay them ourselves, right? Mm, by that, right. I mean that it didn't go through government agencies. Of the $2 trillion, I liken it to transferring mayonnaise across 10 cups. By the time you transfer from cup 1 to 10, you're left with a teaspoon of mayonnaise when you started with a full cup of mayonnaise because it all gets stuck to the side of the cup. Well, that's government, right? Is that money really going to reach the people and affect change, or is it going to, as you say, go into the purses and the pocketbooks of their friends and cronies?
Well, and we know traditionally that's what they do. I mean, that's what they know. That's how they pay off, you know, their political debts. Whenever the Treasury is opened up, I mean, here we went through this all these years of quid pro quo. I mean, this is quid pro quo in action. It can't be denied. And you have to laugh about it in a way, Andrew. Otherwise, it's so upsetting. You get depressed and you just want to cry because you go, wait a minute. It's bad enough that it's my money, but that's not enough for you guys. You're into my great grandkids now. You're putting an indebtedness on them. It's not fair. It's not right on any basis whatsoever. But the people have to wake up and see this, just like this issue of COVID and getting outside of the lockdown. And this is going to be a process because there's no doubt, as you and I touched on before, there was some psychological impact that's taken place. I mean, I flew from Florida to California here about 5 weeks ago, and people on the plane, They were a little nervous. I mean, one gal was upset because the gal at the end of her row was eating and she had to lower her mask in order to put the food in her mouth. And you know, it's like, wait a minute, come on. You know, let's be reasonable here. I mean, it's not like you're sitting exactly next to her on her lap. You're clear on the other side of the row there. And you're upset because somebody has got to have some nourishment, but this is what's happened. This is the kind of agitation that's come about, as opposed to us, you know, realizing we're all in this together. Let's get through this together. We're going to be okay. You know, I haven't heard of a super spreading event happening because somebody dropped their mask, you know, down below their lips so they could eat. You know, I've not heard of any, you know, airplane being shut down because they've been a super spreader.
Of course not. And that's something I've said from the very beginning is let's just look at the airplane as a, you know, kind of an opportunity to analyze people in tight spaces, both getting on the plane, getting off the plane, and sitting on the plane. As I've yet to hear a single story about any type of super spreader event on an airplane, as you mentioned, right? So if we use that and we extrapolate that particular setup, right, and we put it into restaurants, we put it into retail settings, how is any of that any different?
Right, exactly. Well, look what they're doing in order, you know, for contamination and how they clean the planes. I mean, they've had to up their game. They've done that. They've been protecting their, you know, their passengers. And I believe, by and large, they've done a good job. But all this points to the fact that, you know, common sense is not necessarily dead yet, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, isn't it funny though that we see these headlines with like the New York City subway where they say we're going to sanitize the subway, and I start thinking, wait, that wasn't happening before?
Exactly. Right. I know. And so, you know, again, we're upping our game in this process. I mean, people, I'm sure, are washing their hands more than ever before.
Yep.
They're sensitive about distance and things like that. Now it's been modified. We've been trained to think in terms of 6 feet. Now I think the CDC has modified and said now even 3 feet is okay. So, you know, again, it's a process. We will get through this. And as we do, we need to be, you know, sensitive and considerate for those that, you know, fear maybe have overtaken them more than others, right?
Exactly, exactly. And still continue to love thy neighbor. That's the most important.
Amen, amen. Love thy neighbor and pray that soon we're able to get back together and share bread at a restaurant near you once again to support your local restaurant to continue on and building, you know, relationships in our community for the good of all concerned. Right, Andrew?
Well said. Well said. Thank
I'm right
you so
with
much
you
for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it. Been a pleasure. Andrew Gruhl is an American chef, TV personality. He's appeared as a judge on the Food Network's Food Truck Face Off. Lots of fun. Founder, CEO, executive chef of Slapfish, a seafood restaurant franchise based out of Huntington Beach, California. Not that far away. I need to stop by and check you out there because I'm here on the West Coast in Irvine. So hey, I may stop in, give you a surprise visit. Andrew Grohl, thank you so much for being with us. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you, John.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm